Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome back to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because it's my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And Thanksgiving's your favorite holiday.
Yes.
I did not realize this, but yes, I should have figured this.
Yes.
Football, food,
time
family,
off.
Family, yeah.
Don't have to buy presents. Like, it's love just, it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elastic waist.
Yes.
Chilling. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. What are all the things about Thanksgiving that you love?
I mean,
just
the
everything
food is
we dislike.
Yeah, exactly. Like the savory, I love savory foods. So,
okay.
Like, I could skip the pies, I can skip the desserts, all of that.
No dessert, okay.
But like the turkey, the gravy, the mashed potatoes.
Fried turkey,
that's
or,
my jams.
Or roasted turkey?
Roast, either or.
Okay.
But traditionally in our house, it is a roasted turkey. We have done fried before, so I'm good with either or. But
I love some fried turkey.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where will you be this year for Thanksgiving?
I really don't know yet.
What?
I know.
Yeah, it's just
Shannon,
right.
Now we are recording this prior to Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But not that prior to Thanksgiving.
So I was informed that my brother-in-law, who's military, him and his family will be in town, maybe not at the beach, but at least in South Carolina at my sister-in-law's house. And so they may be coming to the beach for a little bit. So my mother-in-law mentioned, oh, yeah, we should just have Thanksgiving at your house and have the entire family over. I was like, that's fine.
Okay.
But, you know, as long as, you know, everybody's gone, like Friday, because we have a coastal home game on Saturday. But she did mention about South Carolina Clemson. They play on that Saturday, and the game is at 7:30 at night. And, no. So, still don't know what we're doing for Thanksgiving yet. So, I guess we will.
So, there's a chance that you could be cooking for how many people?
I don't even know.
What?
And I will say, and I don't know if you are like this, so. And I know, I apologize if any of our family is listening, but I am not a fan of people coming into my house and using my oven and everything, because I keep things in a certain way because my OCD.
Yeah.
And when you're cooking, for me at least, it's like, okay, I'm chopping up onions or whatever it may be. All right, you put that in the pan. You put all the dishes, you wash them, you put them in the dishwasher, or you wash them and you put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the next. Like, I can't stand mess all over the counters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case with, especially Barrett's family. They just have everything everywhere, and that's how Barrett cooks as well. So I'm typically right behind Barrett and cleaning up after him. Because
Shannon, don't invite me into your kitchen because...
Oh, my goodness. I know.
No.
It's
Lewis
bad.
Is that way, though. Lewis totally...
Lewis and I are so similar.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Because,
but I will say, I try to stay a little calm, but I'm just very particular. And for me, like with food and things, I don't like salt.
Okay.
I'm weird. So
no, Lewis won't let me add salt to anything when we cook.
Man,
he's like,
Lewis,
add your own salt.
Dude, you and I, we connect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, don't. And then Barrett, on the other hand, will like dump the whole thing of salt in there. I'm like, no, I can't stand that. It just makes me just, ugh. So, yeah, so there's that. And there's certain spices that it can go or not or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not like a rosemary thyme type person. I don't want fig and leaves in my food.
I'm a big garlic and onions and almost everything.
Correct.
So, you know, it's all good, but that kind of keeps everybody away from me, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I don't mind if everybody comes, but the problem is that if everybody has to stay, I'm not...
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And Jen, I haven't even mentioned this yet. We got a puppy.
You guys got a puppy?
We got a puppy. Max passed away a few months ago.
Right.
My little Yorkie. He was my baby. And this dog just randomly came into our household. Barrett said a few choice words, and now he's kind of good with it. But, yeah, it's just a small little puppy. He's got, I don't even know, but he's little.
Name?
Grimace. So that was Barrett's nickname
in
college.
Grimace, like the purple monster from
like
McDonald's.
The purple monster. But that was Barrett's nickname in college, so that was my way of kind of maybe he'll be willing
and
to
it's
keep
a G.
Us.
You got to have
G.
The G.
Everybody's a G. Our other dog's Ginger, and then Gabriel and Grayson. So with puppy training, that's a nightmare. I forgot how much of a pain in the butt that is.
Yeah.
And then just having that whole week off, I'm so looking forward to just chilling and doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, we'll see.
I'm praying for you, girl.
Please pray.
Praying.
And I am one. I'm a planner. So I have been asking Barrett every single day, okay, so what are the plans? What's going on? I need to prepare myself. I need to know what's going on. And if it's like 2 days beforehand and then we figure it out, I'm going to lose my mind.
Jen, I just got stressed out for you.
Thank you.
My heart is racing right now.
Oh, my
goodness. Thinking about this.
So my kids, they're already telling me, Mama, it's okay. I mean, whatever. It's no big deal. We can have McDonald's.
Because, like, we're to the point where if you don't have your turkey now,
right?
You're not going to have it
installed
for Thanksgiving morning.
Exactly. I was like, oh my goodness, it's in a few days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's my life right now. But I can tell you what, my favorite holiday is Christmas, and that is always at my house. So I do know at least that plan.
I was just going to ask, you guys have your tree up yet?
It will go up next weekend.
Okay.
I always put it up the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Now, granted, if I have like 20 people in my house, I'm not too sure if
that's
going to
work
be
out.
Doing, because it does take me a few days just to put all my Christmas mm-hmm. stuff out and everything.
Yeah.
And with the puppy, who knows what might happen. Just add on, you know, keep on adding.
It's
whatever.
Fine. Everything's
it's
fine.
Yeah.
All things are fine.
It's like that sign that you see at like all the home goods stores. Yeah. Where's your Thanksgiving going to be? Make me feel great.
We will be traveling to Florida.
Oh, that'll
be fun. With my parents. Yes.
She'll probably be in like shorts and a t-shirt.
We will.
Okay.
Yeah. Hoping to maybe play some golf, ride around the golf cart.
Watch out.
Some warm weather. Yeah.
So. Now, Florida, is this near Orlando by chance? Or is
we are close to Orlando, but we won't be doing any Orlando activities.
No. Okay.
No, we'll stay right with my parents, and there's enough to do and hang out. And my mom already has like a million plans for us.
Of course
so
she does.
We just got to get on her schedule and go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or are y'all going for the whole week, or are you just going for a few days?
Wednesday, and then we're actually coming back on Monday. We took an extra holiday so that we didn't have to travel on that Sunday after Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. Now, will you help at all with cooking?
Probably, yeah. And for me, I also enjoy Thanksgiving because it's a drinking holiday in our household.
Oh, all right then.
I mean, we will start when the parade kicks off at like 9:30.
So you like the Macy's Day Parade,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So like Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And then we just continue right into wine and whatever happens in between. So
can I just come with you
yes,
to Florida?
Yes,
I mean, it sounds
absolutely.
Like, I mean, I don't have
mm-hmm.
plans, so
yeah.
why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
I mean, my
fun.
My mom even went as far, like she's renting a crib, a high chair, and a stroller. So we don't even have to pack any of that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Your mom's amazing.
I know. She was
wow.
like, yep, I got it all. It'll be delivered the day before you guys arrive, and they're coming to pick it up afterwards.
Okay.
Isn't that a fun service?
I was going to say, I've never heard of that
uh-huh.
before.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that just in their community since it's a retirement community?
I guess so, yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I should have kept all my stuff. I could have made some money.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but it's really a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, the fact that we don't have to worry about packing the pack and play, the
yeah,
stroller.
That takes up so much space
none
in
of
the
that.
Car,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that was smart.
More stuff to me go shopping on Black Friday.
I was going to say. Well, before we talk about Black Friday, yeah. what's your favorite, I would say, side dish?
Ooh, I love mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, gravy is my jam. I will drink gravy if I have to.
Oh, that's
like,
it,
I love gravy.
Mm-hmm. So I don't like gravy.
Like, my whole plate,
I know.
Straight up, like, everything on the plate gets just, gravy on top of it,
oh,
no matter
like,
what it is.
Just like me with ranch.
Everything. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all mm-hmm. right. I like some really good green beans.
Ooh, do you go like green bean casserole or like
no,
green beans?
Really good green beans with a lot of garlic, some pepper, and you know, even maybe some bacon grease, and
ooh.
You know, just really southern
yeah.
good green beans, collard greens, maybe even mm-hmm. with a mix. But yeah.
Now, will you like dress up for Thanksgiving?
Oh no!
Or like regular clothes, or we just go like sweatpants, sweatshirt.
And... Oh, I'm in leggings.
Okay.
Typically a size up. So mm-hmm. I don't feel so bad and miserable. Tennis shoes. If it's at home, I mean, I'll be in my pajamas.
Yeah, slippers on.
Yes, yeah. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I. Maybe there's been a couple Thanksgivings, but usually I have never dressed up for Thanksgiving. I hate dressing up for Thanksgiving. That's the day that you're supposed to be comfortable.
Because
mm-hmm. we'll eat, of course, and then watch football and just hang out. And typically, you know, I used to get the newspaper. Now I'll try to do it on my phone or I'll just get my laptop out because I'm looking at so many different deals for Black Friday stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. For us, it's a dress-up day. Like,
y'all do dress
set,
up.
Yeah. I mean, especially my dad.
Okay.
And my dad's a very formal person in general. So I think that's probably where it started from. But he'll go in and put, like, his khaki pants on and his nice button-down shirt.
Oh, okay.
And we always do like a really nice toast with Thanksgiving dinner and light the candles and make it like kind of a formal event.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So what it's will the boys be in?
Probably at least like jeans and a collared shirt of some sort.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys like take pictures or is it just you just want to do out of respect?
Yeah, I think it's more just out of respect for the holiday of like getting dressed up and just being in the moment. And
I love it.
Understanding that it's something special and it's not just a casual, everyday kind of meal.
No, I'm so casual. Well, we have to dress up for work every
day.
We do. When I'm off,
You don't want to put those work clothes back on.
I don't. No. And jeans are just not that comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't wear jeans until I got into middle school, and that was because my parents practically made me wear jeans. I was always sweatpants.
Colton is on that struggle bus right now. I know this is not a Thanksgiving topic, but all he wants to do is wear shorts, drawstring shorts.
It's comfy shorts and comfy pants, and Jen, it doesn't stop. I have to bribe my kids to put on khaki shorts or jeans. Yeah, that's just thrown out the door. Whole bag full of candy.
He straight up looked at me this morning and was like, Mom, those jeans are not comfy. Yep. No.
Nope. Mm-mm. And that's boys.
Yeah.
That's boys for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good times.
So that'll be fun on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
To get him into jeans. So, question for you.
Okay.
Before you had kids, and maybe even after you have kids, so like the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is a huge bar night. Did you know it's the most like the largest night for bars?
Did
you celebrate at all? Like, did
Not
you go out?
Really? Thanksgiving was never like a huge holiday in our household. So, not too much. For me, though, Hallmark Christmas movies are on. And so I'll just pour a big old glass of wine or a few glasses and watch that.
Your bar's at home.
Yeah. And it also depends on, too, where we're at.
True.
If we are at home here in Myrtle Beach, there are a couple times that we would go maybe somewhere for happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, Barrett and I, our like first official true date was over Thanksgiving holiday. Was on that Saturday. He was watching the Clemson South Carolina game and I was watching the UNC NC State game. So that Wednesday was never a huge huge deal for us, but I'm not saying maybe it will be one day, but if we're at his family's house, the only thing to do there is to go to the Dollar General. Laugh. So,
So is there a chance that you will still go to his family's for Thanksgiving, or is it for sure going to be here?
I don't know.
You just don't know where.
I don't have a clue. I'm 50-50 right now. I'm not liking not knowing. But the past few weeks have been insane, and we've also had parent-teacher conferences with the boys and work and everything. So life is just life and Grayson's now in playoffs for flag football. So it's just one thing after another. So it hasn't been that top of mind. And then looking at the calendar,
it's just going to jump on top of you.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Here we go. So do you guys go out? I mean, I know with going to Florida, but.
Every day down in Florida where my parents live is like happy hour central. So we will probably, it will be a big drinking weekend for us.
That sounds like so much fun.
And I don't know if my liver is ready for it, but we'll figure it out.
We'll check in
on
you. But
yes, back in the day, prior to kids, it was a fun night every year. Like,
did y'all have a particular place or?
No.
Just bar hop?
Yeah, just wherever, kind of where our friends were or what everyone was doing and going out. Definitely partook in those activities.
Well, Lewis is from here, so that a lot of times it's people are coming back in town and
correct.
You see people you haven't seen in forever. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Yeah. And last year we didn't really get to do it because I had like a month old baby.
Yeah.
So last year was a wash for Thanksgiving. So I'm diving in head first this year.
Watch out.
And having fun.
Make sure you drink a couple bottles of water.
I certainly
in between,
will. Yes.
You
know? Yes.
Take some ibuprofen with you, too.
Mm-hmm. I've been sending drink recipes to Lewis through Instagram. I'm like, I want to try this one. I want to try this one.
So are y'all like a liquor, like, drinks, then?
Well, it depends.
Oh.
I can guarantee. I'm guessing. We'll start off with Bloody Marys.
Okay. Now, do you like them spicy?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
At some point, we will probably go to, like, a hard seltzer of some you know, switch over. Then there's going to definitely be wine.
Of course. Red or white?
Probably start off with white. And then
so you mixed the wine too,
girl.
All righty then. I have some Alka-Seltzer, well, like hangover pills. Like, I'll make sure to bring those to you.
I mean, it's the, you know, my parents are there too, and obviously they're both having a few cocktails here and there, but there's somebody else to watch.
Watch the kids,
right? Exactly. Yeah. So like, I can actually be on vacation for a moment.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there will definitely be dirty martinis involved in the situation.
Okay.
And then probably red wine for dinner.
All right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to make sure we're going to start texting. Like, Jen, what you doing? What's up? Send us some selfies.
Oh, man. I can remember, I believe it was, I'm pretty sure it was Thanksgiving over 2021 with COVID.
Yeah.
And our whole family got on Skype and decided to have like a
happy hour.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, let's get together. And this was like my cousins, my aunts, and everything like that. And we all just were like, all right, we can't be together for Thanksgiving. And I haven't been together with them for a long time for Thanksgiving. But, well, it started turning into, okay, well, let's do shots.
I think it was just like, all right,
it's time to take a shot. All right, everybody load up your next drink, take a shot. Let's do a shot.
Oh,
and
that's funny.
And yeah, I think that I was like by five or six o'clock, I was out. And now this was
2020 or was that 2021? Were you in Myrtle at that time?
It was, no, I was in Raleigh. So it had to have been 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that was a bad one. That was a bad one.
Hey, it's all good.
And maybe it was the day before Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving instead of Thanksgiving. But I just remember being really hungover for Thanksgiving.
And so ready to eat some greasy food.
Mm-hmm.
Those biscuits came in handy.
Yes. Yes, they did. For sure. I think I was like eating mashed potatoes out of the pan at that point in time.
Extra gravy.
See, now you can see why Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday.
I get it now. I mean, I wish that Thanksgiving was a bigger holiday. We just, a lot of times I always had to work on Thanksgiving growing up and things. So it just was never that big of a deal for us. We would maybe go over to my grandparents' house, but it was never Christmas was only the Christmas and actually 4th of July are the two big holidays.
Yeah, I mean, I treat 4th of July like I do Thanksgiving. Those are my two favorite holidays.
Yeah,
for sure.
I love those too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But I've told Lewis this year I'm not going to be a Grinch for Christmas. I can be. I can get into.
You
Grinch
were a Grinch
mode.
Last year just because you had so much going on.
I did, but I'm
but I love the Grinch.
Yeah,
like, that's my favorite Christmas like character.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of the fact that we call Barrett the Grinch. So,
are Barrett and I the same person?
You guys are so alike. Lewis and I are so alike, and you and Barrett are so alike. It's quite funny.
Black Friday.
Yep.
So, yes, you're a believer in Black Friday, going shopping?
So, I will say...
It has changed over the years.
Many, many years ago, I would go here and there, but I would never get up earlier than, like, 6 a.m. and go shopping. There was never anything that was that major to get. I remember one year, though, it was a little radio to hold my iPod or whatever that was on sale for a decent amount. I'm trying to think. I think that was really it. Maybe, like, certain clothing... Express always would do some great sales, and I used to love Express. But I was never a big, like, you got to get there at 3 a.m. in the morning type thing. Because nowadays, I swear, Black Friday's every day.
Agreed.
You know?
And you can go online and find the deal for...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then boots. Some, like, women's boots at Belk's and Dillard's. Those are always good deals.
Yeah.
But other than that, the boys want a PlayStation 5, and I still have not found any good deals with that. So I'm like, I don't know if that's happening.
Right.
What about you? Do you do Black Friday?
I mean, I'm a big shopper. I like it in general.
Yeah.
I won't go out early by any means, but I always try to. I think it puts me in the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to go out and be part of the hustle and bustle and, you know, go get a coffee.
And think you're getting a deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Even if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you a story. It was so funny. So I was actually pregnant with Gabriel, didn't know it. And my sister-in-law, we went shopping. It was when we were in my in-laws at their house or whatever. We went to Old Navy, and we started looking at some of the tags because there was, like, a sticker on the tags.
Mm-hmm.
We would pull the sticker, And they mark the prices actually up during Black Friday.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah, so that they could, when you get 40% off, yeah, quote unquote.
It's
right.
Really the same price. I was like, what the heck? Like, and of course, we started drinking a bunch of red wine when we got back. And so my sister-in-law sent a complaint email to Old Navy about it. It was quite funny.
Good for your sister.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my shopping holiday tip. So you know that I'm a reseller. Correct,
and, yes.
Correct. So if there is something that you see in a store, I think it's worth, and that you want to get, it's worth going online and just putting it into Google and see if it pops up on any of the you know, secondhand, like Poshmark, Mercari, even eBay.
Okay.
And, you know, see, a lot of these places all have, I mean, I sell stuff new with tags that I find. So they're brand new, just like you would get them from a store. But there's a chance that you could submit an offer on one. And if it goes in, you could get it for cheaper. I'm just saying, it's worth the shot.
No, yeah,
and
definitely.
If you want to shop my closet, feel free. Like,
all right.
I'm putting it out there. But
what's the name of yours?
JJ Beach Girl 34.
All right.
On Poshmark.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cool.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of good Christmas inspiration. So
there
if you
need
some, come check it out. But seriously, like, it's worth just taking a moment and Googling it and see what pops up. Like,
well, I don't know if you've noticed that a lot of the stores, too, if you're in the store and if you go on their website and their website's cheaper, they actually price match. So they'll actually show, like, if your price online is cheaper, they'll take that price.
Have you bought any Christmas gifts yet?
Well, a couple at. We went to a boutique. What was it, last week, or a consignment boutique? And I did get a couple of things for the boys, just some random things.
Yeah.
But nothing really. I honestly, and I know that I love Christmas, absolutely love Christmas. I don't like the commercialize of Christmas. Mm-hmm. We don't do a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
We do fun little gifts. The stockings are my favorite. The boys always know they're going to get a new whoopee cushion, and they're always going to get body wash and deodorant, toothbrush, all that kind of fun stuff, socks, underwear. But we really try to not buy a bunch of items, per se, because honestly, they got enough crap.
Right.
And I don't need any more crap.
Yeah.
So if there's something that they're in need of, then okay. There's always a item that they want, as long as it's not something huge, that I will get. But that's it. And we don't really buy for that many people either.
Yeah.
I mean, I do for, of course, Barrett. I'll get him some fun stocking stuffers, and I get my mom and my sister something. But that's really, I mean, I try not to go crazy.
Overboard.
Yeah, because I don't want to go in debt because of a holiday.
Correct.
I think it's just crazy for people to do that.
Right.
So, I mean, each to their own. It's just, I enjoy everything about Christmas. Go and see the lights, the movies, like, hopefully it's
the spirit
cold,
that you're in.
The spirit.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, you know, those are the fun things that I enjoy.
The night where you make Christmas cookies that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would much rather spend my money on experiences during Christmas. Than the gifts themselves.
Yes, that's my favorite. So, but yeah, are there any Black Friday deals that you're looking for?
No, and honestly, I know this sounds bad, but I'll shop for myself on Black Friday.
Oh, I do too. What in the world?
Christmas gifts. I got almost a whole month to shop for Christmas gifts.
It's all good.
And we've already started, so we've been.
Is there any major gifts that the boys want?
No.
Well, I mean, I know Nolan can't really.
Yeah. Colton, not really. Santa brought him a bike last year, so we just took the training wheels off that, so that's like a whole new bike now.
Oh, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
My kids refuse to take the training wheels off, so I'm just like, all right, then whatever.
Yeah.
You're not going to ever learn how to ride your bike. Sucks for you. Fall.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm waiting to take him to Santa to see what he says that he wants from Santa. So.
Aw. Fun time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Always a good time. Well, I have a game of Would You Rather.
All right.
Are you ready? You haven't seen these questions.
I haven't, so I'm kind of nervous.
Okay.
She's like,
This is always a fun one. I like doing these.
Okay.
Would you rather cook Thanksgiving or clean up for Thanksgiving?
Well, it depends on where I'm at.
Okay.
If it's at my house, I'd rather cook.
Yeah.
But probably clean up, too. So, but if it's not at my house, I'll do the cleaning.
Okay. I'd rather cook all day.
Okay.
All day. Don't give me that cleanup task. I don't want nothing to do with it. Would you rather be in the Thanksgiving Day parade or would you rather be a host commentating on the parade?
It would be fun to be a host commentating
on
the parade.
I know. I want to be Hoda and Savannah all day.
That would
give
be
it
so
to me.
Cool.
Give it to me.
Because Barrett
Bring
and I are constantly going back and forth and like talking about whatever the float is or the inflatable or how they are so badly lip-syncing right now. And,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. The almost like the non-PG version, too,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so you could say what the unedited version.
Edited version of the what parents really want to hear.
Yes.
Type version. That would be fun.
Right?
I guess you're wanting to host also.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather wash your hair with mashed potatoes or with stuffing? Where did this question come from?
I guess mashed potatoes?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Well, it's all in stuffing, because I don't ever eat stuffing, so...
I mean, it depends on if the mashed potatoes have, like, butter with them. If they have butter,
we'll
we're in trouble.
Well, make your hair all nice and greasy.
My hair is greasy enough, girl. I'd use a whole can of spray.
Ooh, that's a... Hmm.
Yeah, interesting one.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat an entire pumpkin pie or drink the whole gravy boat? You know my answer. I'm going gravy
yours
boat
is gravy
all day.
Boat, but mm-hmm. You know what's sad is that I don't like pumpkin pie and I don't like gravy. So
I don't
I'm
like pumpkin pie either. Yeah.
So nope. That would be a hard pass for me on those.
Mm-hmm.
On either. I mean, I would totally eat like a chocolate pie or do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan pie. Pecan pie.
Pecan. Come on, man.
Pecan pie. I'm pretty sure I say. Pecan. I don't know.
Okay, that'll be another.
Comes different in ways.
Do you know how many times that a few of us will go around during Thanksgiving and start questioning people? All right. Pecan or pecan?
Pecan, 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 pecan. I don't know what sounds.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My kids love a pecan pie. I don't mm-hmm. like pecans, but they like it.
Is it? So. Do you call it stuffing or dressing?
We call it dressing.
Do you?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know because I don't eat it.
Okay.
Trying to think.
Stuffing, yeah.
Yeah.
But ours is just a stovetop kind.
That's us,
nothing
too.
Nothing fancy.
So, I don't know.
What's your go-to leftover? Like, leftovers in the fridge next day. What are you eating?
Turkey, and usually there's always some potato salad and some broccoli salad.
Potato salad?
Yeah.
And wow.
I know. But we have had Thanksgiving for the past several years, actually, in Springfield, where Barrett's from. And he has a huge family. So we actually go out to the pond, they call it. It's actually a man-made pond. And there's different cabins that are just very, you know, small, whatever, mm-hmm. no big deal. And the kids, they all fish and we all grill and bring a ton of food and just hang out throughout the whole day. It's actually a lot of fun. So there are so many things because it's kind of like the potluck of everybody yeah. brings something. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So it is a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's the day after Thanksgiving?
No,
or
that's actually Thanksgiving. But
oh,
this
yeah.
year, they are doing some work at the pond. And
So it's off limits.
Limits. So, yeah. So that's where the boys always love it because, I mean, they have the campfire going. They can, you know,
and they're with
sports.
Their cousins.
They play
yeah.
with their cousins because they have so many cousins on Barrett's side. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many cousins. But then Gabriel loves to fish. And
yeah.
so it's actually a lot of fun.
That's
when we
cool.
do that.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so this Thanksgiving, like I said, don't really know, but we'll figure it out.
More to come.
More to come. Like I said, it might be McDonald's.
I think you can get, you can order turkey from like Popeyes if you need to, like last minute.
I don't think I've ever eaten at Popeyes.
What?
I know.
Girl.
I better make sure I take a lot of leftovers from our staff lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Good times.
Okay, well, you know, it's been fun thinking about Thanksgiving.
It has been. I'm just curious as to all the drinks that Jen gets to have. I'm like,
yeah. So if you're listening to this on Friday, Jen is probably hungover.
I'll make sure to get
and
some
sitting
pictures.
On the couch. And
Lewis, send me pictures.
But Shannon, I am so thankful for you.
Aw, I'm thankful for you as well.
Yes, and also for our listeners.
Yes,
we appreciate
yes.
that. So, you know, if you're listening to us now, hopefully you're Black Friday shopping or you're avoiding some in-laws on Thanksgiving Day or maybe it's a little
about,
bit weekend.
Don't
later.
Talk about religion or politics. Word
Correct.
Of advice.
Word of advice.
Word of advice. But definitely have that drinking game going and uh-huh. have fun while you're cooking and
Correct.
Enjoying the parade.
Remember, it is your Thanksgiving
Yours.
Too, Mama.
Yes.
It's your Thanksgiving too.
Yes, I'm mm-hmm. thankful just to make it through the year.
Correct. We're almost through it, too.
Yay!
So. Enjoy. But right. give us a follow. Give us a 5-star listen. Do all those things to make us. We'll be thankful if you do it. So
yes, please do.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you soon.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beachin' easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.